Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. These next 2 weeks, we will be airing the Soul Ties series, and these programs are a powerful tool regarding personal relationships and biblical principles. Pastor Steve, just what is a soul tie?
When we discuss soul ties, we're talking about the subject of relationships and the influence that people have on each other in a relationship. We begin in these teachings by encouraging people to base their relationship on the Word of God, that every relationship should be governed by the Bible.
Thank you, Pastor Steve. Let's get into today's program.
Hello and welcome to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
In Ephesians 6 and 11, it says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." We are all engaged in a spiritual battle today. And the devil has released his clever, crafted schemes to seduce and to deceive each of us in this room, because he does not want us to fulfill God's purpose and plan in our lives. And no matter how devout you are, if he can influence you, he'll send somebody that will. And the devil's major attack against us is through our minds. You've heard this before. The battlefield of Satan is in your mind. What you think, what's in your heart, which really is talking about your thinking and your reason. The Bible says, out of the heart does the mouth speak. The Bible says the way we think is the way we will behave. So the devil is always attacking your thinking, your thought life, your thought processes. That is the reason why the Bible tells us in verse 17 of that verse, that's Ephesians 6 and 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We are commanded to take and wear the helmet of salvation to protect our thought life, and the sword of the Spirit to judge every word that we hear. We need to begin to match up what we believe and what we hear other people say by the Word of God. That's the sword of the Spirit. The devil is a liar, and his chief weapon is deception. And we are no match for him apart from the Word of God. No matter what you have heard, I've heard some people say, "Oh, the devil's a dummy, he's an idiot, he's all of this." Listen, he caused us to be plunged into sin. He is destroying nations now. He is a formidable foe. The only way you can defeat him is by having Jesus Christ in your life and the Word of God in your mouth, and knowing what the Word of God says. When Satan attacked Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus said, "It's written." Every single time Satan had something to say, every single suggestion that he attacked his mind with, Jesus said, "It's written, Satan, the Word of God says." And finally he got tired and he went away. But he only left for a season. No matter how much victory you have in your life, the devil will always return to see if he can deceive you the way he used to BC, before Christ. Now listen to what Jesus says about the devil. In John 8 and 44, he says he was a murderer from the beginning, and he always hated the truth. There is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of all lies. So understand that our enemy is a liar. He is the chief of deception. And that is the reason why we must know what the Word of God says. If not, you're an open prey to his suggestions in your life. Because if Satan cannot deceive you, he's going to use someone else whom you trust to lead you away from God's perfect plan and destiny for your life. Count on it. He's been doing it from the very beginning. You remember in Genesis chapter 3 and 5, it talks about the serpent. How the serpent used Adam's wife to deceive him. Now that's going low. When the devil will use your own spouse. Those of us who are married, we can say amen. That happens sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, it's important for you to know the devil will use the closest people to you to deceive you if he can. In Genesis 3 and 5, he told Eve when she said, no, we cannot eat of the forbidden tree. We can eat of that forbidden fruit. He said, God knows very well that the instant you eat of it, Eve, you'll become like him. Your eyes will be open. You'll be able to distinguish good from evil. There's nothing wrong with that fruit. Just look at it. Look, ooh, look how red it is. Look how beautiful it is. Look, ooh, I know you're hungry. You've got to have some of that fruit. Verse 6 says, the woman was convinced. How lovely and fresh it looked. And it would make her so wise. So she ate some of the fruit. Now this is the other portion of the scripture. And she gave some to her husband. And he ate it too. The serpent did not come to Adam. Because he knew all he had to do was get to Eve. And Eve would convince Adam to eat some of that fruit. And that's how the world plunged into sin. And we are still feeling the consequences of the influence of that relationship today. So this morning, I want to discuss the topic of soul ties. Soul ties relate to relationships and the influence those relationships have over our lives. Now, God created us with the need for close-knitted relationships. When God created Adam, he said it's not good for him to be alone. It's not God's desire for you to be alone with nobody in your life. In Ecclesiastes 4 and 9, it says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. However, there is a divine order established by God for relationships. And when it is followed, these relationships become a tremendous blessing and encouragement to our lives. But when that divine order is ignored, it will bring confusion, heartache, and even destruction to our lives. Again, the definition of a soul tie is a strong relationship between two or more people and the influence that they have over each other, because every relationship you enter into will have some influence over your life. These relationships can be between couples, relatives, friends, co-workers, individuals that you look to for guidance. It could even be those you fellowship with in a church or your community, someone you may submit yourself to in leadership. We need to begin to understand that all of these types of relationships can influence us for good or for evil in our lives. Now, the Bible clearly shows this. I'm just going to give you a few scriptures and just begin to jump around and talk about the subject. In Proverbs chapter 13 and 20, it says, he that walks with wise men shall become wise. See, there are positive effects of being with people who are the right people. But it goes on to say, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Unfortunately, some of us are not aware that we are a companion to fools until it's too late. And that's why you have to keep asking God to help you to discern your friends, discern the people you bring in your life, discern the person you're going to marry. See, because who we join hands with, we will become just like them. Amos chapter 3:3, it says, can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? Impossible. See? Always remember this. I hope you're taking notes. Always remember this, that every relationship consists of both a spiritual and a soul connection. Because we were created by God's spirit, soul, and body. That is why our relationships must be based upon the Word of God and not only on our emotions and logic. Because of the spiritual and soul connection with other people.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, the Bible says that only the Word of God has the ability to discern between the soul and the spirit. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 4:12. Hebrews chapter 4:12. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. See, it's only when we submit to the Bible, God's Word, that we can discern between our spirit and our soul. That we are able to discern between what is right and the deception of our emotions and our feelings. And let me just say this to you. Your emotions will deceive you. Your feelings will deceive you. Your emotions will deceive you. Your feelings will deceive you. You know, it's interesting because many times when I counsel people, before they're married, they say how much they love each other, and then not long after, they come back and they say how much they don't love each other. See, emotions are fickle. They go up and down and all around. That's why marriage is a covenant. A covenant is not moved by your emotions because you have made a vow to each other, regardless of how you feel, that you're going to stick and stay together. Many times, people, when they're having problems in their marriage, they say, it's over. And this is why you have to have the Word of God, because it alone discerns between the soul and the spirit. Now, listen to what the Bible says in Matthew 19:4. It says, God created man and woman, and that a man should leave his father and his mother and be united to his wife forever. The two shall become one, no longer two, but one. And no man may divorce what God has joined together. Now, you may think that you've lost your connection with your partner, your wife, because you feel no more love. Where is the love you said was mine, oh mine, to the end of time? Was it just a lie? Most appropriate for Valentine's Day, isn't it? Oh, this is a serious message. Everybody's not smiling here. What you have to understand is, even though your feelings say it's over, God knows something you can't see. Because relationships are not just soulish, they are spiritual. See, you say it's over, but there is still a spiritual connection between you and your spouse, even though you can't feel it. That's why God is saying that to you. See, God is saying they are forever united as one. They are no longer two, they're one. These are not just words. There is a whole spiritual principle behind this oneness that you have when you're married. I've heard people say, well, I'm going to leave my wife because we just don't get along anymore. We don't love each other. The thrill is gone. It's just not working anymore. Regardless of what you feel, you're still one. And because you are still one spiritually and in your soul connection as well, you can always repair that marriage. Because you've never really technically been separated where it matters the most, in your spirit. Now, I want you to see this, because see, even when you leave that individual, even when you break up from that person, I want you to understand something, that God is still considering you married. Now, I mean, listen, I know this is not popular, so ushers, lock the doors. But listen, if people knew that marriage was forever, we'd have so few divorces, true? So I just need to talk to you just for a minute, because we're talking about soul ties, we're talking about relationships, we're talking about truth. Point to me and say, he's talking about truth. Now, that was almost all of you. I'm talking about truth. Now, God still considers you married, and this is so important. It says in Matthew 19:9, Jesus said, I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife or his husband except for marital unfaithfulness and marries another commits adultery. Now, what is adultery? Adultery is cheating on your spouse. So here God is saying, if you divorce for any other reason than an extramarital affair, then you're still married. And you're cheating on your spouse. That's what the Bible says. See, you may not feel connected, but God says you are. Now, this is most controversial, because you don't want to be married to more than one person at a time. And I'm not suggesting that you get unmarried to the person you're married with if this is your second, your third, or your fourth, or your fifth time. I'm not saying that. But what I'm really saying is, we need to repent and ask for God's forgiveness if we've not kept his word in this area of relationships. And we need to begin to walk from this point on in the truth of God's word. So before you have that second, that third, and that fourth divorce, think about it. Think about what God's word says. It's not what we feel, people. See, so many people say to me, well, I feel the Lord spoke to me. I know God spoke to me. Well, let's divide it. Let's divide the soul, the feeling, from the spirit through the word of God. Let's see what the Bible says about it. And most times people can't show you in the Bible what they're feeling. And let me just say this to you. The Holy Spirit will only confirm what the Word of God says. If you get some new revelation or some new something or other, if it's not in the Bible, friend, it's not from God. Now, I'm not saying that you don't hear in the spirit realm, but I'm telling you, it's not the Spirit of God if it does not add up with what the Bible actually says. In John 17 and 17, Jesus said, sanctify them or establish them by the truth. Your word is truth. The Holy Spirit never contradicts the Bible. Now, something natural. When we are offended by people, our soul tells us to flee. We don't want to be around the person. We have no desire to see the person. We don't want to listen to the person. See, and people say, well, I forgave you, but if you don't see them, if they have no desire to see you or be around you, have they really forgiven you? People will come to you and say, well, we were friends, but our friendship has to end, or this is what church people say, my season is over. It just has a spiritual ring. My season. For everything there is a season. For everything there is a time and a purpose. And I can see that my season has come to an end. If your season ends because of an offense, your season's not over. You need to do what the Word of God says. See, and this is so important. Because again, we can allow our souls to be deceived by our emotions and our feelings. Well, I don't want to talk to you. I'm just shut off from you. I don't want to listen to you. So it must be God. No. Hey, there's more than one spirit in the world. God said, love everybody. God said, forgive everybody. You don't want to see me? You don't want to be with me? Does that sound like God? When you see me, you want to ignore me now? Am I teaching truth? Some of you are surprised I'm saying it. It's good. It's good to hear the truth. See, truthfully, folks, we need to obey the scripture. In Matthew 18 and 15, it says, if someone offends you, go privately and point out the fault. And if they listen and they confess, you've won that person back. God doesn't destroy and separate relationships. God restores relationships. God doesn't divide, He unites. Well, God spoke to my heart. God told me, I know that this is the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. In today's message, we began part one of the Soul Tie series. Join us tomorrow for part two. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to pray with you. You know what the Bible says? It says the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way. I want to let you know that God is watching over you. God knows everything that's going on with you in your life. And even though at times we become weak and we wonder, has God given up on us? No, He's never giving up on us. The Bible says, though we be cast down, the Lord will uphold us with His hand. See, God will never let you go. There's always hope. There's hope in His love. And I want to pray for you now for strength. Father, I thank You that right now, those who are weak, You're strengthening them. Lord, there's so many things that we encounter in life that we need Your help. We need Your assistance. Holy Spirit, we need Your guidance. I pray for every listener right now that You will bless them, bless their families, change their circumstances. Strengthen them as they go through life. Have them know that You're there, that You are their hope, You are their strength, You are their deliverance. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power
You will not stop us from serving the Lord. We thank you, Father, for the strength that comes through the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.